This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want you to think of a sentence. It could be anything. Anything random. Something like, it's such a beautiful day outside. So I'll give you a few seconds to come up with one. Okay, you got it? Now I want you to whisper it under your breath with me on the count of three. One, two, three. I didn't hear you, and I'm pretty sure you didn't hear me. But you know what? Allah heard every word, every letter, everything we all just whispered. Even if it was just inside of our hearts, subhanAllah. Because Allah is as-Sami'a, the all-hearing. There's a famous incident that happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a woman named Khawla radiyallahu anha came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a problem she had. Our mother Aisha radiyallahu anha said, "Subhanallah, all praise is due to Allah who hears all sounds." That pleading woman Khawla came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spoke to him in the corner of my home while I was there, and I couldn't hear what she was saying. And then Allah revealed, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Certainly, Allah heard the speech of the one who argues with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning her husband until the end of the ayah. Subhanallah, how Allah hears every whisper and is able to respond. Many of us have someone that is really close to us, maybe a sibling or a best friend. Despite our love and our close relationship to them, imagine if every time you spoke to them, they asked you for something over and over and over again. Could you please get this for me? Could you please help me with this? Could you please do this for me? Every time they call, all they do is ask. What would happen over time? You'd probably feel overwhelmed and feel a sense of aversion towards them. And you'd probably stop answering their calls. But think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call upon Him over and over and over. And He's always listening. He loves for you to ask Him. And He even said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord says, call upon me and I will answer you. The Prophet ﷺ also said, verily, Allah is shy and generous. He would be ashamed when a person raises their hands to Him, Ya Rabb, to return them away empty and disappointed. Subhanallah. Isn't that so amazing that our Lord, the creator of you and I and the heavens and the earth, the creator of everything, that He's shy and He would be ashamed to leave us empty-handed when we call upon Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always responds, but in different ways. Your dua is deposited with Allah. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your dua is always answered in different ways. It's either Allah gives you what you ask for soon after, or He delays it for us when the time is best, as He knows best, and we'll be rewarded for our patience. Yes, Allah is al-Mujib, the one who responds, but He's also al-Hakim, the most wise, and He knows what's best for us, unlike us, who we don't really know. So remember, our Lord is not forgetful. Sometimes you might even forget that you once made dua for something, but He might give it to you years later. There's a beautiful hadith. It's a hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says sometimes He delays the answer because He loves hearing the sound of His servant. Imagine Allah loves to hear your voice as you're calling to Him. Subhanallah. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something better. So think about the mother of Maryam. She made dua for a son, but Allah gave her a daughter. But this daughter was the best woman to ever walk on this earth. She completed her faith and she gave birth to a miracle. And the only other prophet other than Adam alayhi salam that was born without a father, subhanAllah. Or Allah averts harm from us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing repels the divine decree but supplication. Or Allah saves your dua for you for the day of judgment when we really need it most. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whenever a Muslim makes dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their supplication or averts any similar kind of trouble from them. When the companions heard this, they said, Ya Rasulullah, then we're going to make a lot of dua. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled and he said, and Allah is greater, He's more plentiful, He'll keep responding to you. So know that it is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who owns the treasures of the skies and the earth and has permitted you to pray to Him. And He has promised you the acceptance of your prayers. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired you and allowed you to call upon Him, it's because He wants to give you. He wants to hear your voice. So don't hold back. For whatever problem we have, whatever difficulty we find ourselves in, we have the most powerful weapon to ward off the pain that plagues us. It's the weapon of dua. We know with certainty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mujib, the one who responds. Allah has named Himself al-mujib, which means He will respond to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a long narration where He instructs us to ask Him for everything, for guidance, for food, for clothing, for forgiveness. And then He says, O my servants, we're the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you. Rise up in one place and make all your requests to me, and I were to give every single one of you what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases from the sea if it's dipped into it. SubhanAllah. This hadith requires us to read it and truly reflect to try to grasp it. Its meaning is so great. In essence, Allah is telling us that everything is for Him. He possesses everything in the world. And He is the one who can easily respond to all our requests and give us everything that we desire. Therefore, we should seek all of our needs from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making dua is one of the best ways to nurture divine love. Calling upon your Creator brings you closer to Him. Now that we know the power of dua and that Allah is al-mujib, I wanted to quickly share 10 tips that inshallah can help us in getting our duas accepted.